Joining me now to talk all things raps, NBA, futures, Kyrie. By the way, Klay Thompson, is he coming back on Sunday? It is Wesley Chang from TSN Edge. Wesley, thanks so much for joining the show today.
Hey, Matt, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, 100%. Let's start with what's going on tonight. Raptor, 7.5-point underdog. It is back-to-back for them, taking on a Milwaukee team that's been off for the last couple days. They can't be happy, losing 115-106 to the Pistons. Giannis, Holiday, Middleton, they all played in that game against Detroit. I'm curious, in terms of betting, which way you're leaning on this game in terms of the total and the winner.
Well, I'm with you. You know, I know you said 7.5 earlier. You would take the Raps, and I think
the market
is slightly lagging behind what's happening for the Raptors right now. I think with everyone getting back being healthy, you've seen it in the results so far. Raps fans are obviously watching, but you know, 7.5—that's a lot of points for a team that's clearly on the up. And I think the Raptors are going to approach this game as a major litmus test. Yeah, they've won 3 in a row. That's great. But the opponents technically weren't ones that I think you'd be saying are championship-level contenders. Going into this game, I think they really want to see where they're at right now. I can't visualize this being a Bucks blowout with the way the Raptors are playing right now.
And that's kind of where I am as well. Yeah, no. Okay, that's good. That makes me feel better. Yeah, I would take the Raptors 7.5. I'm avoiding all money lines. And you mentioned about the market lagging. I don't know if you've been able to see it, but I wonder if the market's going to lag on Raptor totals. Where, I mean, this is some next level analysis I'm about to give, but when all the players come back, they score more. Yeah, no, I mean, they had a career or a season high in assists, matched their high in three-pointers made in that win over the Spurs. And I wonder if the market's at all lagging on the totals for the Raptors.
That's funny you mentioned. I was literally just having this chat with my producer. So the Raptors hit the over 8 games in a row. Like, that's been since Sacramento on the 13th. They've hit 8 overs in a row. So the line set at 226 right now, like in 226.5. For the game tonight, that's the highest total the Raptors have had all season.
Really?
So, yeah, exactly. So I was thinking the same as you. It's like the Raps offense, humming. Fred, he's playing super well. He can't miss. Milwaukee, they've also been on an overstreak for the last 5 since Giannis has been back. So you think like, oh, okay, there's all this momentum. Both teams are scoring really well. 226. That's a lot. That's a lot of points.
That's
the most the Raptors have ever gotten to. So my suspicion on that end, the market, I feel, has caught up, giving the Raptors the highest game total that we've seen all season.
Yeah, I think I would. I think I would avoid that as well. I didn't know that was the high point of the season. But again, that makes sense. You know, you get Barnes back, or Ananobi, Siakam, everyone there, and also just the way Fred VanVleet is playing. All right, I wanted to go over a couple prop bets with you in the game tonight.
Let's do it.
Scottie Barnes over 3.5 assists at +150. He had a career high last night. I mean, that no look pass to Boucher on the dunk. While, you know, we can quibble with Barnes, I think people want to see him shooting the ball more, including his coach. The guy is, you know, just the basketball IQ is there. I like the over.
Yeah, I think a lot of things have to work out for that to hit. There are a lot more mouths to feed, which is a good thing for him to hit that over. But at the same time, I'm really paying attention to what his usage rate is looking like with everyone back in the fold. Because technically speaking, the Raps don't have to rely on him the same way they did during the stretch of injuries. Like, his minutes are down. Like, that's the main thing to observe now that everyone's back. So I like the idea that you're thinking with the over. Like, if I had to take one or the other, I wouldn't do points. I would take the assists as well. But you got to pay attention to the fact that his minutes are down. They're way down from, you know, kind of the meat of December, November. So Barnes is one of those lines, like, I stay away from. I'd rather look at a guy like Fred. Like Fred, you know, I know you were mentioning it earlier. Like, Fred, all-star, you know, all this all-star energy, you know, looking like he's red hot. He's been the number one player in fantasy, by the way, over the last 5 games. Like, since...
Really?
The number one. It's in, I think, December, it was like 18th. Like, the last 5 games he's played in that stretch, number one player in the whole league. I mean, and you cited it earlier, too. Look at his shooting. He's 30 for 64 from three-point range during that stretch.
Yeah. That's
47% from three.
Yeah, and that number will probably, you know, obviously that number eventually will go down a bit, but unlike, you know, earlier in the year when he doesn't have as many teammates around him, you know, teams can't focus defensively on him as much. Okay, so Scotty Barnes, the over for the assist, you're a little wary of, but we're in agreement. If you're going to bet on Scotty, take assists, don't do points. How about Siakam? He's at 4.5 assists. We've seen what he's done the last three games. He's at like 21, 22. Thoughts on that? That's at plus 115 for over 4.5 assists.
I mean, just like the Barnes number, I like the value you're getting on both of those props. Like, those are good numbers. I think I have the same concern here. I haven't seen enough. Like, I just haven't seen enough in terms of the role that these guys are all going to have over these first three, four games that they're all playing together. I think, if I had to pick Siakam versus Barnes, I like the Siakam over on the 4.5 for the assist total. The way I looked at it is like Siakam has been such an important piece for Fred. So since, since he's came back, he's obviously been in the fold, but with OG out, Barnes missed quite a few games. Like Fred had to take on so much of the playmaking load for the entire team. Siakam's really, really doing a good job taking that pressure off of Fred so he can play off ball more. So I same thing, the logic, I like where you're thinking in terms of the assist. The other ones I'd say is like, look at his rebounding props. You know, there's definitely some momentum there, right? He had that 19 rebound game just the other day. I think if I had to pick out of points, rebounds and assists, I'd actually say rebounds are the one that I would target the most if I had to do something specific for Seattle.
And last one, Giannis, points, rebounds. It's a high number, 40.5, and it's at minus 120. I just think he's rested and angry. So I'm kind of, that is the last one that I wanted to bring up about this game.
Yeah, Giannis, man, I think you've seen all this over momentum, right? From both the Raptors and the Bucks. I think it leads to a line like that going over. The one thing I point out on the other side of it is, the Bucks are just missing a lot of shooters. So I don't know how that's going to work out for them offensively tonight, whether or not it's going to give the Raps more of a chance to collapse on Giannis. Is he going to have less assists this game? I'm still not too sure. But, yeah, Giannis, man, he's a big reason why they've been hitting the over so much these last five games. So that's definitely one to take if you're going to go. Might as well do Giannis.
Yeah, I just, again, the team's angry. I mean, I can't believe they lost to the Pistons. Some of the other news going on, Kyrie coming back tonight for the Nets against Indiana. I'm wondering on your end, from either a betting perspective, futures perspective, or a fantasy perspective, your thoughts on Kyrie, or is this a case of just a guy you got to avoid because no one knows what his availability is going to be?
Yeah, I call this conservative betting, but I would just stay away. I just want to see. There's just so much ambiguity going into this first game. I kind of want to see what he's going to look like. You know, you mentioned it earlier saying how Kevin Durant, his assist prop is probably a good one to take for this game, and I totally like the logic there. I think the challenge for me is, you know, rust is rust. Game speed can never be replicated in practice. So it's going to be very interesting to see how efficient Kyrie is going to be with his shooting tonight. So, yeah, Kevin Durant, he can get him the ball as often as he can, set him up for whatever. But, you know, if Kyrie's rusty, it's just tough for both of them to hit those props.
Yeah, you're right about maybe the wait and see. But if he's looking good, Durant's smart. He knows, get this guy going. So you were listening to earlier. What do you make of the fact? Is it just some weird, like, what do you make of the fact that if you go back and look at a lot of Kyrie's career with Boston and with the Nets, that the team that he plays on has a better winning percentage when he's off, when he's injured versus when he's playing? I don't know if it's still not a big enough sample size, but I saw those numbers and I just found it weird considering the level of talent that he is.
Yeah, the Kyrie to me is like, he's the blueprint for those type of players who are better playoff performers than regular season guys. I think him and LeBron share that same gene about like really picking it up when the games matter. So yeah, I think during the regular season, he probably takes one too many possessions off on defense. offensively. Maybe he looks for a shot a little bit too much when it's not the best look. But when all the chips are on the table, like Kyrie is still that guy. So like you can say what you want about not liking everything off court about him and totally justified. But when he's on the court, he still is like one of the best players in the entire game.
Yep. No, he is. I mean, there's a reason why players always rave about him. Hey, Wesley, before I let you go, again, joined by Wesley Chang from TSN Edge. Is there what's your favorite fantasy story right now?
I mean, it ties into some betting too. I posted this earlier on Twitter. Did you know, fun fact, LeBron James is the number one player in fantasy at this point in the season right now?
Of course he is.
Yeah, you would think Jokic, crazy. You would think Curry, yeah. Maybe Durant, mm-hmm. Right? All like those have been all the guys at the top so far. Since AD's went down, LeBron James has kicked it into another level. He's got career highs in points, threes, free throw percentage, blocks. Like not career highs, but like since the decision. So since he joined Miami, he's top notch in all those categories. And then LeBron, some books out there have him at plus 5,000 to win the MVP. I'm not telling anybody to do anything with that. I'm just saying. Yeah. Plus 5,000 for a guy that we know is pretty much the GOAT of this era and maybe for all time. Plus 5,000, that's pretty good value. That's pretty tasty for a guy who there is a narrative that could get him there, right, in his age 37 season.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And especially, you know, if Davis is slow to come back. And it, I mean, just you get Lakers and you get LeBron, so you're going to get some bump. But then, yeah, one thing we all love, guy who carries injured team and gets them further than we expected. Plus 5,000, that is pretty tasty. Wesley, appreciate it. Thank you so much for joining the show today.
Hey, Matt, thanks again for having me.